start with or without you. Getting seated. Please get seated. Shh. Works every time. Thank you, and I'm sorry we're running a little late. We're kind of waiting on Mike Ford, who is presenting to the past presidents, and they're running a little late. I guess they're grilling him, I don't know. But he'll hold his own, trust me. You know, I'm so excited to be here. I've been thinking about this a long time, and I can promise you I can't wait till Monday to be able to put this pin on. All of you know it's kind of a long process.
You're talking about long?
Well, you know, when I call, and don't go away, Mr. Salamone. I want to introduce Tommy Salamone, our president-elect for next year, my friend Bill Brown, first vice president. I promise you guys I'll always recognize you. That's a little inside joke. But anyway, before we get started, I want to bring Matt Lombardi up. Matt is head of our meetings and conventions, does a great job, he and his staff. I know y'all are stunned that the president may be a little late tonight. I know that finds y'all just, I know you can't believe that.
So Chris wanted me to come up here and present to you guys. First of all, everybody who is going to inaugural tonight, it's in the Great Hall Ballroom in the Convention Center. The reception, which is sponsored by the Arkansas Realtors Association, starts at 6. Dinner is at 7. As Chris knows, we have a special guest coming tonight. For the liaisons who will be recognized and sworn in this evening, your cue to get backstage, and this may change, but your cue to get backstage is when Dorcas hits the stage. As soon as Dorcas Helfant Browning, who you all know, past president from 1992, hits the stage, we need you backstage, and we'll help you. You'll see myself and many of our staff, including Bob Goldberg. I don't think he's here today. He's offered his assistance, so look for one of us.
That's
just because for the timing and everything. And this is all subject to change, as Chris alluded to, based on our special guest and his schedule. But I just wanted to remind everybody that we're going to need your help and attentiveness. And thank you in advance for your help. It's going to be a great night.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
You'll find at your tables a little gift from us, some note cards, and there's also a $20 gift card in there. So I know you'll, since you've been chosen so carefully, I'm sure you'll spend that money carefully. That must have been Marbury wanting you to spend money in New Orleans. Oh, there she is. I knew it was. And Vince Malta, this is not for the Giants that I'm wearing this tie. I'm a Dodger fan, and we have a few battles, you understand. I want to take this time to first thank each of you for your service. I don't think we do that enough. And I encourage you as committee chairs and vice chairs to thank the members of your committee for their service. That's what makes this association great, is that we are member-driven, and without the many volunteers, approaching 1,000, but many hundred volunteers, probably is over 1,000 when you put all the committee members out. Ginger says it is, and then I know it is. But regardless, take the time to thank them for their service. They don't have to do that. And trust me, we couldn't afford to run this association if we didn't have them volunteering. So always be mindful of that. At this time, I want to introduce you to my liaisons for 2015. I'm not going to tell you, I generally talk about all of them, but they know how proud I am of them, and I guess you all have already got somebody on the stage because everybody's not looking at me, so I know that. Our association executive liaison, Stephanie Walker.
Yeah, but me too. I was just going to say that.
Our commercial liaison, Dan Seid. Yep. Business specialties liaison, Robert Bailey from California. Consumer Relations Liaison, that would be Mr. Greg Herb from Pennsylvania. Here he is. Then we have our Global Real Estate Liaison from Illinois, Mabel Guzman.
She's really good and smart.
Large Residential Relations Liaison, Jim Imhoff from Wisconsin. Law and Policy Liaison, my friend Vince Malta from California. Member Services Liaison, Sherry Chris. Thank you, Sherry. We'll skip Mike Ford. Realtor Party Director, KP, Kenny Parcell. Public and Federal Issues Liaison, my friend from Florida, Russell Grooms. Realtor Party Community Engagement Liaison from Washington, Margot Willis. Realtor Party Disbursement Liaison from Minnesota, Jim Cormier. Realtor Party Fundraising Liaison, Kit Hale from Virginia. There's Mike Ford from Arkansas, one of my vice presidents. Sitting next to him from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, my friend Charlie Oppler. Realtor Party Member Involvement Liaison from Texas, Flower Mound, Texas, Brooke Hunt. I think there's one that's not on here, and that's my friend from Florida as well, Miss Cynthia Shelton, who is the liaison for Second Century Ventures as well as the Special Projects. Cynthia. With that, I'm going to turn it over to two people that I'm going to be relying on very heavily next year. These two vice presidents, through your liaisons, speaking to the chairs, will be the order in which you reach leadership. So always remember to go as a chair, to go to your liaison, and that liaison will go to a vice president, and then to me. So hopefully you'll, I'm sure they're going to remind you.
I'll take care of the first slide.
But without further ado, I would please ask my two friends to please come to the microphone.
That takes care of the first slide.
Ford over there is practicing, but he'll get it in a minute.
He's already described one of our two slides.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie, I'm going to let you take the lead since he's more prepared than I am.
Right. I had 20 minutes and Mike had two. Well, welcome, everyone. It's great to see everybody in one room to kick off Chris's year. We're real excited about the people that are in this room. We know it's a great group. We know how hard everybody works. The best part about this team to me is that no matter who you call, you know that they're going to do your job, and there's a lot of trust from our side with everybody sitting here. So welcome, and we're glad you're here with us. To start, Chris kind of just told you the pecking order of communication. The most important part about today is getting to know each other. Chairs, vice chairs, people within the divisions that you work with, and their liaisons that will oversee those committees. So the communication is essential for us to have a great year. Staff executives, committee chairs, vice chairs, and then we just go right up to the senior VPs and the committee liaisons. And then the problems come to Mike and I. And then we'll decide what we tell Chris or not.
Of the time we're not going to tell him. Is that okay with y'all? Here's the real deal, though, don't you
go
think,
right,
Charlie?
Ahead.
We don't ever want to be surprised. And I don't ever want Chris or Tommy grabbing me or Charlie as we're walking down the hall and pointing that finger in our face and saying, why didn't you tell me about this? So you never speak to Chris and Tommy about a problem, you bring them to us so we know about them in advance because we don't want to be embarrassed, okay? Will you help us with that? That's the main line of communication, making sure that we are never caught off guard about what our president needs to know. Okay.
And to take that even one step further, every issue should be vetted out completely within committee. There shouldn't be surprises coming to the executive committee and then subsequently on the floor at the board of directors. You have ample time. We all know what the halls are about and all the talking that takes place there. We need it to take place beforehand. Take every issue to its fullest extent and make sure, without question, that if it's not something that you're comfortable with, go back in committee and look at it again. Okay? What happens in a committee should stay in a committee until it's fully vetted. We don't test things. Okay? We know that the issues are going to be vast this year. We know there are a lot of topics that are coming and coming quickly. But most importantly, the committee does the work, and then it starts up the chain. Okay? You help us on that, and I promise you it's a much better year. There's a lot of ways of communication. The executive offices and all the staff, for everybody in here that's staff members, thank you ahead of time because we know what you do for us. And as you get to know your staff members in your respective committees and the liaisons that we have to work with on the staff level, we have email groups, we have conference calls, we have WebExes, we have Google groups, great way to keep conversations private. Dropbox, you'll see a lot of information in Dropbox. Utilize all different ways of communication. Also, don't be afraid to pick up a telephone. I know some of the younger people in the room don't know how a telephone works at times. Feel free to call somebody. I'll actually answer the phone. Mike will answer the phone. We'll talk to you. Okay? We don't have to answer a text or an email. We actually can have a conversation if you'd like. Okay? Take the time to get to know each other. And a conversation is a great way to kick it off because then you at least have a feel about what that person's about. Then you can do your texting and your emailing and, you know, everything else that'll disappear within 5 minutes, like Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter, and the whole world will know what we're doing. But
well, and also this slide up here says be sure that you do what? Problem solve, consensus build, and motivate. So part of your job is to motivate your committee, and guess what else? Have a little bit of fun while you're doing it, too. This is meant to have some fun. Are you guys ready to lead? Yeah. That wasn't a very good answer. Are you guys ready to lead?
Yes.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Yes.
And are you ready to motivate?
Yes.
Then I think you're ready.
One last thing. I think a real key part of what we do is to train for the future. All your committee members and all of the new and up-and-coming, not just YPNs, people getting involved for the first few times. We need to identify new talent for Tommy, for Bill, and the future presidents. A lot of us have been here too long, in some opinions. But
Don't listen to that. I'm not ready to go anywhere, y'all. He's been here too long.
No, I'm being pushed out by some, you know, wise neck 28-year-old that thinks I'm, you know, not always the sharpest guy in the office. But
that's because you're not.
But identify future talent. That's what we're here for. Okay, we're going to lead the association. We're looking forward to a great year. But also keep in mind that it's our responsibility to make sure the association's in better hands going forward. And when we identify the right people to do that going forward, I know we're in a great place. So enjoy the day. Thanks for everything. And I think at this point, Mr. Salamon will speak to you. Get up there. I don't know you.
If you haven't figured it out, when you're sexually called by Mike or Monty Hall, I've got to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for accepting the appointment. And when I got up this morning, my girlfriend asked me, should I come to lunch?
And
I
said,
I'm telling the story. She asked me if she should come to lunch, and as she was putting on her workout outfit, knowing
her as well as I do, obviously, and I know she wanted to go to the gym, but she didn't want to come to lunch with me. I said, well, you go ahead and go to the gym. Okay. Well, I walked in the room, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody, but I've counted 11 women who are vice chairs for me next year said to me, Tom, I will do anything you want. And I looked at them and I said, do you know how good that makes me feel when a woman says that to me? So I'm glad my girlfriend didn't come to lunch. Anyway, you know, those of you who know Chris and myself very well, sports are a real big part of our lives. Not just for us personally, but for our children, Chris's grandchildren. So you're going to hear the word team a lot this year. And I'm looking up, and without embarrassing him, I'm looking at Frank Kowalski, and I remember when he was president of Florida. The first day he gave everybody a mug. And what did the mug say, Frank?
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'll tell you what your theme for the year was. team, together, everyone achieves more. I think I speak for Chris when I tell you that's what we're all about. That's what next year is going to be all about. So what I'm going to talk about real briefly today, first I'm going to ask every NAR staff person in the room, stand up. I will tell you, I know it's hard for some of us to accept this, but when we get positions, I've always said this, and in all your states, you've probably heard me say this over the years, very often we are one-year wonders. We have a year to be an officer, we have a year to be a chair, but the glue that holds the association at every level together are the staff people. So one more round of applause. They are going to be your glue. Okay, we'll go to the next slide. That's pretty much what I wanted to talk about. Here's a good format. You're going to have a link. Adrian will send everybody a link to this presentation today. But this is a pretty good format. I know all of us in the room have chaired something at some level or another. But just take a real quick look at this. The members. Chris talked about we're a member-driven organization. As great as our staff is, if the members don't drive this organization, shame on all of us. So the first thing we do is we determine the directions, goals, objectives, thrusts, mission strategies, etc., that you as a committee want to do in the best interest of whom? The members. Those ideas go to staff. They will develop plans, more than one in most cases, and then it's going to come back to you, and you're going to look over their plans. And I will say one thing with all due respect to the staff. If they give you suggestions and you don't like any of them, they're used to that sometimes. They're used to some people saying, I don't like any of this, let's go back to the drawing board. That's your charge. That's why you're in the room. You're leaders. You're leaders. You lead. So then you figure out what it is you're going to do on your committee. You implement the final plans. You evaluate. You report results and progress. Charlie and Mike explain to you where it goes in the order. And then hopefully, a year from now, we'll all be able to sit back and say we did some really good things in each group, each committee, for the members. So here's a couple of quick suggestions. Pre-meet with your staff, executive and committee liaison. I'll put another one in front of that. I would truly hope that every chair and vice chair talks all the time. I know a lot of people think that these appointments are just, oh, well, this one's made, that one's made. A lot of thought goes into, okay, this is the chair. If we make this person the vice chair, will he or she get along with the chair? Because if that's not a good relationship, we lose a year. So I beg you to please stay in contact with each other all the time. Speed dial. Your significant other, your kids, your chair, vice chair. So you always meet beforehand. Again, I'm telling you things that hopefully all of you know from all your years of experience. Meet beforehand, review the agenda. If staff gives you an agenda and you're not happy with that agenda, if there's something on there you don't want to talk about, if there's something that's missing, get it on the agenda. It's your agenda. You know, when you're a leader, the best part, I think, when you're a leader is when everything goes well, you celebrate as a team. And if you're a really good leader, if things don't go well, you take the heat. You take the heat. You don't ever let anybody else take the heat, even if you didn't do it. You're the leader. You take the heat. The best coaches in the world never let their players get chastised. Never. It's always that, you know what? I didn't prepare him or her well enough. That's what it's all about. You're the leader. You protect your committee person. As Charlie said real well, those people are going to be sitting in these chairs. So it's real important that you don't only protect them, you encourage them. You encourage them to want these positions. It's very difficult when you have 1,000 people asking for 70-some positions, but that's not a bad problem to have. It's a hell of a lot better than having more than going out to have to beg. I know I go to some states and they say, well, you know, we had to beg this person to do this. We had to beg this person. We've got regions sometimes that have to beg somebody to be the RVP. That's crazy. That's a bad job on our part that we haven't brought leadership up. So, wait, I'm not done. She says, yes, you are. Anyway, so again, rely on staff to provide the resources. And the committee liaisons are extremely, extremely important. Ladies and gentlemen, I know Chris and I are both looking forward to working with all of you. It's going to be a great team, and I thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you.
So you're going to be stuck with me up at the podium. I don't have the wireless like Tommy. I'm not as cool. But, Tom, I've got to tell you, some inspirational stuff that you just said, but the only thing I'm left with is you saying, you know, leadership is a one-hit wonder. And if I had to pick who you'd be for a one-hit wonder, I'm going to call you Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. All right. So I don't know if we have any slides, but I'm going to review some RPAC numbers with you. I'm new to this, so please bear with me. But before I do that, I'm going to do something that I haven't done before, and that's take a selfie from a podium. I'm going to post this on Facebook. We've been warned in leadership to be careful about what we post on Facebook. But this type of meeting, it's a great way for us to let our customers and clients know what we're doing on their behalf. So I will leave it to you to tag yourself in the photo. A little blurry. We'll do this again. All right. Thank you for indulging me. That will be up on Facebook. I'll probably throw it out to Twitter as well. I'm not a big Twitter person, but I've been asked to give you an update on RPAC, and I've got to tell you, I'm not going to spoil what Carol Horn has to say at 360 today, but we've had a phenomenal year, and it's all because of the hard work from every single person in this room. The 2014 leadership team challenged all of the committees to meet 100% participation. Now, while all 71 committees did not make 100% participation, we did have 48 of our committees meet 100% participation, all as a direct result of your hard work. And not only that, but 95% of our committee members invested in our PAC, and that is a terrific number. How does this compare to last year? We saw a 33% increase in the number of committees that reached 100%. Last year we had 36 committees, this year 48. That's wonderful, but we can improve. We also saw that 18% of our major investors sit on these committees. That's over 1,100 committee members, our major investors. And 60% of the President's Circle members sit on committees. That's 467 of the President's Circle members are committee members. I mean, this talks about leading by example. These are the people that believe in the industry, believe in what we're doing and in our PAC. And just for reference, 467 for President Circle. We had over 760 President Circle members this year. Of the committee members that invested in our PAC, they represent over $1.6 million raised for our PAC. That's over 22% of the hard and soft dollars raised. So, as good as these numbers are, and you're going to be blown away, in my opinion, at 360 when you do see what our final fundraising numbers are, I am challenging you. I take that back. President Chris is challenging you to do better. We can do better. We need to beat 48 committees at 100%. When we are celebrating when we're having lunch in San Diego next year, next November, and celebrating the wonderful year we had, it is my sincere hope that we get to say we beat the great job that the 2014 leaders did, and we have a higher participation rate of our committee members. And with that, I conclude my RPAC report. Thank you all very much.
I didn't want to go back up the stairs, is that all right? You know what Tommy said? Tommy had some good remarks. The one thing, we talk often too. And I'll tell you when I call Tommy, on the way from Little Rock to Hot Springs from the airport. That way I have 50 minutes. Y'all think that's a joke. It's not. But we have some great visits, and we're good friends, and we'll have a great year. You know, I'm what's between you and dinner, but we're going to have a planning session at the conclusion of that. What we're going to do by rows, and pick a number between 1 and 10, and you'll have to trust me, I'm not going to cheat.
All right, I picked it.
All right, well, you have to tell me what it is, because I'm the one that's picked a number that I want you to get closest to. Pick another number, that's right in between.
Four.
Yeah, thank you. All right, four he picks. So that means that this side goes first for lunch and we'll start with this row. That was politically correct, you understand, that y'all can't say, hey, why didn't they go first? All right, so after you have lunch, you're gonna go into a planning session. Y'all are gonna kinda group together by committees. Some of your committees are large enough that you're going to have to not necessarily push, but pull chairs up to your table. Some things I want you, Charlie and Mike covered the things that I think is important for you to cover. I want to reemphasize something that was said. Not going to mention names or who they were or what committees, but in the last several years, I'll say, we've had board of directors meetings where committees and chairs and vice chairs thought their issues had been vetted, and then we're sitting up at the head table and all of a sudden you see 13 people go to the microphones. So what has happened then? Obviously they weren't vetted, were they? Don't be embarrassed. If you don't think it's time to bring it forward, go to your liaison, go to your chair, go to your liaison, express yourself. They'll come to VPs, and we'll make that decision. We don't want to rush anything. I want things fully vetted. I don't care. I'm not the kind of guy, I don't care who gets the credit as long as we do it right. Does that make sense? Even if it takes to the next, till Tommy. If Tommy has it in his year, perfect. But the main thing is that we do the right thing for the member. And that's what all of us are about, the right thing for the member. And when you forget that, shame on you. I'm very proud of this group. My liaisons, I think it's the best extended team we've ever had, and of course I'm prejudiced, But I really believe that. I know the committee chairs were picked diligently, and I know Tommy did a great job with his vice chairs. We're going to have a great year, I promise. We're going to have fun. And we're gonna do what's right for this association. So, right side first, guys. I'm sorry. I'll visit with you while they're eating. How's that? Thank you. Hey, buddy. How you doing? I'm glad to see you.